number four. I'm here with the Phil Behaviour, Tifa Darren and Steve.
Hello, Steve.
Hello. Okay?
Hello, yeah. Yes.
Good, good. I've been practising that all week.
At every entrance that we've done to a podcast has been pretty phenomenal. It's pretty like a fanfare, isn't it?
Yes. It's like the beginning of a Justice gig. You know when they're coming down, boom, boom, boom,
yeah.
Boom.
Yeah. Makes me want to carry on this.
So if you're still in your seat and you've not been too excited by our wild entrance into today's episode, I'm going to play you a track by Harry's Gym. Podcast episode number four with your usual host Phil Gentleman Rennie,
Darren Stretch Monkey Tweet.
Catchy. And Steve for so far.
I thought I could go.
Yeah, no, yeah. I think it needed to be done.
We kind of hit that with a running start.
I had a mouthful of teeth.
Okay, so the first track was Harry's Gym with Old Men.
I like that a lot.
They're nice,
good,
aren't they?
Yeah, who's Harry's Gym? I've not heard of them.
They're a Norwegian band who I can't tell you much more about, other than the fact that their most recent album was produced by James Rutledge, who's done Block Party and Fortet and The Kills.
And them.
Yeah, he did. He produced the most recent album. Yes. And they're on their UK tour at the moment. The last date is coming up, and I shall tell you more about that. Between different tunes.
Yeah, no, I like that.
They're nice though, isn't
it? Nice dreamy start to the year.
Yeah, I thought I'd use
a trying to think who it reminds me of. Vocals remind me a little bit of Lush.
Maybe. Lush? Blast from the past?
Yeah. That's where her voice
Do that.
Right, okay. So, we've had a bit of a dreamy start to the podcast, so let's...
You're going to mash things up.
I'm going to make things a little bit more lively. I think this... quite long, so I'll start playing it now. It's Blockheads. It's the name of the artist. Blockheads, spelled H-E-4-D. This is off the new Hospitality 2011 album, which I just purchased. And it's
such a good
nice
album.
Little album. Very nice album. Found that on the podcast. So this is Blockhead and The Way Life Used to Be.
Used to be.
that's Blockheads, The Way Life Used to Be. Like I say, from Hospitality album. I think that's a pretty awesome tune, that.
Yeah, I love that.
I agree.
I think we've all got that. Hospitality album now.
Yes. There was a moment today where I didn't think I had any music for this evening, and I toyed with the idea. I hadn't bought it by then. I bought it this evening because Darren reminded me, but I very nearly went, I'll just go and get that and play everything off that and it'll be fine. I'm definitely bringing the Fred V track from it next time.
Okay.
If nobody's got it today.
No.
I love the pickup on that. You get the little breakdown 2/3 of the way through and then it comes back in and then you get that pickup on the beat.
Yeah.
That's lovely. Should we, let's... Something was weird.
Yeah.
Oh. Oh, that's better.
It's like a cup of tea in, you can take through the ears.
Yeah. We're back home again.
That would be a great compliment. If you're Mr. Scruff, I hope you want to hear that.
Yeah. I'm sure he's a regular listener by now.
Have we given him a little thank you for... Or our little background.
We have mentioned it in the first one.
Should we mention it again?
We should. Do you want to mention it?
I can't remember his name, so I think you should.
I'm having trouble as well. This is a Mr. Scruff track we're seeing in the background at the moment. Is it not spandex, man? Something trousers.
Okay. Well, as we don't know the name, we should just say he's.
No, it's labelled background music.
Right, okay.
Trouser jazz. No, it's not trouser jazz.
So I'll play a song.
Anyway, this is a Mr. Scruff track. Go and buy everything Mr. Scruff has ever done.
Yeah.
Simple as that.
Yeah. Dave.
I'm going to play it now. We were talking about Cy Begg last week.
Yes. Yes.
After hearing the end of a track that turned into...
Like a bit of... continuity going here. A bit of closure.
Ooh.
From Steve.
Ruined it now. Yeah, alright, so this is SI Futures. I beg before he was Ill Gates. Should it be him that's Ill Gates? If it's not, this is all a waste of time.
They know each other, they remix each other, but they're not the same person.
Right, this isn't a waste of time because we're obviously going to get to hear a tune by him, which is obviously worth it, otherwise you wouldn't have played it.
Well, I might have just been playing it for the explanation, but I'm going to have to play it now. Right, okay, so this is Cy Futures. Freestyle Disco is on mute.
Just relax.
It's off the album, The Mission Statement.
And let go.
Ooh.
Here we go.
The music for you to practice your routine to. Practice it until you're doing it without thinking. We'll soon have you disco dancing with the best. Okay? Ready? 3, 2, 1. Kick, set, right, left, right, begin. Right, left, kick, set, right, left, right, begin. Right, left, kick, set, right, left, right, begin. Right, left, kick. Great. 1, 2. Here comes the music. We're ready to put them together and try a little freestyle routine. Here we go. Just relax. And let go. Go.
going to progress to some steps which are a bit more difficult. So, let's disco. Disco, disco, disco. Here we go.
I repeat, I'm going to come in because this goes on forever. Lorptastic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like that.
It's been ages since I've
heard
any...
Are you going to
explain that? No. SI Futures. Or is he SI Futures? I'm told it's SI.
Oh, but he hasn't got any dots in between the S and the I.
Yeah, I know, but loads of people... Yeah, I don't know. It probably doesn't matter.
Well...
been ages anyway. That was wicked.
They're called nerd, aren't they? You don't call them NERD, you call them nerds.
Yeah, you call them NERD, they've got thoughts.
No. I
didn't. Sorry,
the look on your face didn't say. Sorry. He did though. Honestly. He just fooled me. Like the cunning fox that
he tried to do a jape and it made me look like I'm a cock. A car, sorry.
Oh, well.
It's not a hard trap to fall into.
Yeah.
I think it's my turn, isn't it? Do I have another go?
Have another go.
I'm going to have another go. I'm going to bring Move This by Basic, who is on Atomic Recordings, which is where I got last week's Candy Shop track from.
That was good, I like that.
Yeah, this is more of that label. birthday. Yes, that's Move This by Basic, spelled BASS-SIK. And they're on Atomic Recordings, which is the same label as the Candy Shop track I played in the previous podcast. Though, in the same way, I couldn't tell you anything about Candy Shop. I can't tell you anything about Basic. Yeah, sorry about that.
I like that.
Yeah.
Nice.
Especially as we didn't play the last 18 minutes.
I've mastered the stop button. When I press it now, only what I want to stop stops, not the entire podcast.
Excellent. Well, it's an ongoing sort of learning
experience.
You'd
look so silly now if you
stopped everything.
Right, okay, my go. Right, I've been going on as to what to play next. Think I'm going to go for number 9 with a 6 instead of an E at the end.
Is that an egg foo young?
Oh, we're laughing at terrible jokes.
Oh, come on, that was good.
Honestly, kids, we are much cooler than this. It's all about timing. Right, okay, so... number 9.
It was a subdivision of good.
It was kind of Christmas cracker.
It was dad good.
Oh,
it was a dad joke. My dad would have revelled in the telling of that joke.
Now to hurt him.
Your dad.
Right, so number 9.
I shouldn't cackle into the mic. I'm sorry if that hurt.
I don't think anyone's going to listen to this one. Don't worry.
Do you want to play the tune?
Yeah, I think I'll play. I've just realised that it actually goes on for quite a while before it
we
kicks in.
We've
got
to talk
anyway,
more.
Should we've already bought over them again? And now got to bore them for a little
Russian?
Longer.
Noski. Thank you.
Okay, that's number 9 with a 6 on the end, and Absolve.
I see what you mean. I read the thing now.
Yeah.
So,
number 9, yes, I should explain really shortly.
Yeah.
Spell the words number 9 all in one go, and then instead of an E at the end, put a 6. That's how you spell him.
So what, it's not 96?
No.
It's number 96 then.
Number
Ninsix.
9.
Ninsix. Number Ninsix.
Stop Ninsix.
Sorry. Bye.
So, no, as the name of the artist, Absolve is the name of the tune. Over a 2-minute kind of build up there to the actual beginning of the tune, but I think well worth it. A good. We were having a discussion last week about dubstep and how it can be a bit. Some of it's a bit hit and miss, and I think that's a good example of using many, many dirty sounds and put them together to make something actually.
I think
very,
we gave the
listenable.
Wrong impression though, didn't we? Because we got a response. And
what, from that, George Kronos?
That wasn't what I meant in the slightest. That's terrible. I think I've offended some people.
I don't think he's offended. I think everyone's got their right to hate all dubstep, no matter what type. Isn't that what you said?
As you do.
That's not
what was it he said? It's not Justin Timberlake. I'm not listening to this.
But it was more Professor Green. That I didn't like dubstep that was dirty or dark, and that's exactly what I do like.
Yeah. No, I think we all agree that there's some really good stuff out there, but there's also some.
Are we going to go there twice in a row?
No, that's it.
We were just going to.
We do like some dubstep.
Yes. We're just going to name check George Kronos from Kronos Records for contacting us. Very nice of him.
Thank you.
It was,
by the way. Yeah.
It was a brilliant email.
Yes.
It was
as well. Very, very well written.
So it's that thing again, isn't it? I should play a tune now.
Yeah.
All right, I'll play you London Electricity off the album Syncopated City. It's, I think, my favourite
London
but you're
not
Electricity
sure.
track. Maybe not. It's
tight
the top
thing.
Three anyway. On that one.
What's the track called?
Attack Ships on Fire. Did I not say that?
No.
Is it bargain?
I've seen things you people wouldn't believe. Just Attack Ships on Fire. All good, huh?
It's yes, very good.
I really like that.
All live sounding and dining.
It's making me realise it's been a while since I've seen Blade Runner, but I might have to do that again.
Whoa.
Well, the sample at the beginning is Rutger Hauer's character.
Oh, sorry.
I can't remember saying
yeah,
I've seen. And
not
the
Blade.
Tank Ships on Fire is...
not Wesley Snipes. Vampires.
Not Blade Runner.
yeah, I'm with it.
Okay. And I'm sure Attack Ships on Fire is the name of one of the Vangelis tracks off the soundtrack.
Oh, is it?
As well, sort of the first track or something, the first or second track. I'm sorry,
you think
bit geeky,
that?
But...
No, no, that's why we're here. That's a good thing. That's
all right. And speaking of that, loads of people I've seen wandering around now have Blade Runner umbrellas with the light stick up the middle and an umbrella at the top.
Don't
I'm going to have
that.
To find out what they've got.
Hey,
oh,
yeah.
Cool.
Yes.
I'm going to let you off your leash for a little bit. You've had your bush, now come back.
Just because you're not interesting,
we've
hate is going to hate. So I'm going to play some music then. I believe it's my go. That was you, wasn't it?
That was me.
That was you.
Yeah.
That was you.
The me?
The you?
Yeah.
The you?
Oh, that was
the bit
me.
That you
yeah.
did.
Okay then. In that case, I'm going to play the
you
prototypes.
You haven't said okey-dokey yet.
Thanks for putting that in my head.
Just putting it out there, really.
I think I just said it. I think that's what made you think I hadn't.
No,
or did
no,
I say okay then?
I was expecting
then?
You to say it, and you said something okay. really normal, like...
Oh, now I'm
right.
so paranoid.
Good.
I'm going to play the Prototypes remix of The Terrorist by DJ Vadim, who I think you should have heard of. Okay, so yes, the Terrorists, the Prototypes remix by DJ Vadim. Nice, isn't
it? I've been playing the Vadim album quite a lot recently, and yeah, one of my favourite albums on the tunes on the album. And that's a particularly good remix. Yeah. Well done.
I've been playing a game with it for the last few days, which is you sing along with it, but you do it in a Farmer Giles accent. T-E-R-R-O-R-I-S-T. Which is quite good fun. Well, it's for me.
Quite a pit, man.
Yes. Down to terrorist pit.
Anyone want some coal?
Ah.
You realise we have just used the word terrorist
several times.
Could be problem.
Who's that out of the window?
Right, quickly. Quickly moving on then.
I've got a rope swing.
Alright, I am going to play something from the new Go Team album, which is released this January. Rolling Blackouts, it's called. This is the first track on the album, and it's called Tornado. So I'm just going to play it because it's just.
Did you just make that up?
Yeah. It's called Pumpkin Tomato Face. So anyway, I'm just going to play it because it starts straight away. I did it again.
Seriously, dude, we have got to get rid of him. He's a bit of a problem, isn't he?
A bit.
Yeah, he's going nowhere. But just wait till the podcast's over. We'll push him out of the car, right?
Excellent. Wicked.
He's going back.
So,
in retrospect, yes, we do want a piece of tape on that row of
Right, so, as you may or may not have guessed, that was a slight technical error, but that's okay. Now we fly. Even the greats do.
Second row of buttons.
Now we've got tea.
Yeah, now we have got tea. Right, so, anyway, we were playing The Go Team, new single, well, no, first tune on their new album, Rolling Blackouts. The tune's called Definitely Tornado, I'm not making that up. Sweet, that's the Go Team. Missed the Go Team, haven't had them for a little while. So for those that you don't know, there's six of them in the band, and basically when they play live, they swap around all the instruments and stuff, don't they? Every tune they kind of.
That's the one. They're great to watch, full stop. Yeah. Brilliant. Full of energy.
And I'm going to add that Star Singer, who I played last week, has remixed a tune by them. Which we'll post the link to on the website. What's the website again?
The website? It's funny you should mention that. Shall we tell them? It's comfortinspiracy.co.uk.
And from there, you can get to the... What's that big thing everybody's on? Facebook?
Oh,
you
that's
can go
the
to
one,
the
yeah,
Facebook
yeah.
page for it, which, if you want to type facebook.com/ conspiracy.
It's just dawned on me I've got to play a tune is. Now. Like.
Yes. You've got to think about that. I'm going to continue to plug for a moment. You can also email us at podcast@comfortconspiracy.co.uk and you can find us on Twitter, twitter.com/comfortcom.
Speaking of emails, we had our first competition last week,
didn't we?
It's quite exciting. It was breathtaking and groundbreaking broadcasting.
I think it was. There's probably a Sony in it somewhere. It's Sony's.
Yeah.
We should know. If we're going to win it, we should really know what it's called beforehand. Yeah. So we, you know, when the invitations, we don't throw it away.
So anyway, the competition. How many replies did we get?
Well, it was a bulging inbox of nothing.
Excellent.
It took me literally second to check the mail for the competition, and I'm going to eat the rock myself.
I was going to say we've got a lovely lump of rock to eat now.
Good job you bought Brighton rock.
We drove all the way to Brighton to get that as well. You know,
on top of the back. 10 grand for this
and the
episode.
The 10 grand an episode that we pay out, and this is what we get. So yeah, if you don't want to send us an email, don't send it to podcast@comfortconspiracy.co.uk.
I think it's about time you played a tune.
Can I? Right, okay, this is Alex Metric and Steve Angelo. It's the new tune called Open Your Eyes, and it's very, very, very good. That took a lot of willpower to press the mic on button there. You could listen to that all day. That's brilliant. That's the closest I've heard to what I believe is the Immortal Surrender by the Chemical Brothers.
Yes.
I should put my mic somewhere in my mouth, should I?
That's a proper 33% extra free buy one, get one free super extra family value pack of a tune. As well, there's three songs in there.
You stole the words from my mouth.
That's the course. Is that brand new? Is that fresh? And
yeah, it came out on the 31st of January.
Oh, nice.
I'm going to go and get that. That's really, really nice.
Incidentally, it's February the 7th. That's about right. Yeah. I got February right,
yeah. 2010. That's great. I really, 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 really like that.
It's good, isn't it?
It's got some acid tweaking and
it's got a lot of
chemical beats.
Lovely 303.
Yeah.
Everybody needs a 303.
We all seem to have found a bit of a trancey tip, eh? Which.
We have done a lot of drum and bass. I did consciously try not to bring too much.
We had kind of, got a drum and bass one, a dubstep one, so this one's a bit trancey, and it's all good trancey type stuff.
Next week, Hammond organ.
I actually just tried to bring a few tunes that I knew you wouldn't like, Darren, but seems I've failed.
I think there's only been... have we had any tunes that anyone's not liked? We've all liked each other's tunes.
Well, now that you mention about those tunes, I haven't known how to start this conversation. So I'm going to do a bit of public service waffle for a moment.
Public service waffle?
Public service
waffle. Is that like super action apple?
Yes. It comes with community maple syrup.
They're not real maple syrup.
All the way back, right at the beginning of this, I played a track by Harry's Jim called Old Man and said I'd come back to it. The reason I'm coming back to it is because I'm going to do some plugging for Monkey Suit. Next Thursday the 17th at the Oakford Social Club in Reading. You can get in for free, doors open at 8 p.m. and he's got Harry's Jim playing. It's the last date of their UK tour before they head off home to Norway.
And you should go.
And you should go, because it's free entry. And they're supported
by
any
Monkey Suit night, really.
Any Monkey Suit
night. I've not been to a bad one.
I was at one the other day. I was working the ticket office for him a couple of nights ago, and we had Johnny, who were ex-Teenage Fan Club and ex-Gorky's Zygotic Quincy, who, as we said, we've heard the band, and we know they've both produced lots of albums, but can't name a track.
I wouldn't have a clue.
And it was good?
It was really good, yes. And anyway, Harry's Gym on the 17th. They're supporting them is Amy's Ghost.
Okay. All good.
Amy's Ghost are great. We've been to see them plenty of times over the last few years. And they're wonderful.
And that makes a lovely a link to my plug, which was to go and see the Kremlins, who are a really good band. And strangely, their drummer is Amy's Ghost's new drummer.
Oh, right.
So that's sharing a quite a good segue.
Amy, who's their lead singer and main composer? Am I doing anyone any justice?
I don't know.
We don't know.
She's definitely the main singer.
He's also possibly one of the nicest people ever. Lovely. You know. And then, 2 days later, on the 19th, at the Oakford again, 8 p.m. entry, doors at 8, free entry again, is Three Trap Tigers, who are great. Three Trap Tigers are keyboards and drums and guitars. I'm going to
and
play
some bedlam.
Done in a moment, so you can get a touch of them. Excellent. What I could not play you, because I was going to, although Three Trap Tigers are the headline, I was going to play you the support, because support are crazy, and that's AKDK, but they haven't got anything I can download at the moment. Yeah, AKDK supporting Three Trap Tigers, two crazy men, both with a drum kit and keyboards, and they play them all at once. And it's
and they're good
wicked.
To watch.
And they're superb to watch. And you can find them on SoundCloud/AK-DK, which is well worth going and having a look at. There you go. So there's a whole bunch of plugging for Monkey Suit.
And you segued my segue. Go and watch the Kremlins. They're brilliant.
Okay, so having bigged up Three Trap Tigers, I'm going to play you a track from their first EP. And this track is called One.
The second track's called Two.
Didn't we have an album called One last week?
And by the time you get to their third EP, the numbers still go up sequentially, so at the end of the third EP, you've got to track 13.
I like what they've done.
It's great.
Is there a hidden track?
Station 10 and a half.
11D.
0.33 recurring.
Tigers, seriously, go and see them. They are it's not just because it's Dave's gig, they are amazing to watch live. They're so tight.
I would definitely call them high energy.
Yes, most definitely. And to be on the same bill is such a good bill. AKDK are just mental, and they're really nice guys. They have so much fun when they play. They're really enjoying what they do, and they're smashing their drums about, making squelchy noises
too.
And they're just so high energy, so much fun to watch. And yeah, Three Trap Tigers, follow it, it's just such.
So we should go and watch that one,
eh? We're going to go and watch, I'm going to go and watch that one. If you want to meet the Comfort Conspiracy, that's where you find us. Oakford Social Club, Saturday the 19th.
You've just ruined their ratings. No one's going to turn up now.
You're
lucky if the band do.
Yeah. They don't know what we look like, so.
Well, we're the three people at the gig.
In pink lycra with our underpants on the outside.
Don't drag me into this.
Right, so.
I'm naked.
I'm next, and I'm gonna.
I'm naked, and Darren's next.
Floppy seconds for me.
Oh.
Right. So I'm.
Wow, we nearly got through a whole podcast there that was broadcastable to more than just us.
I'm.
It's going to be easier in future.
Determined to play a tune, and it's not going to be one that was
well,
in my.
Know, without all these that getting in the way, you know.
Oh.
Once he's gone.
Yeah.
Sorry, do you want to carry on?
I'll just sit here and get quietly mocked about something I don't know about.
Do you want to lift home, by the way, Darren?
Right, so anyway, I'm going to play a tune by Fresh Foolish.
Are you going to laugh while you do it?
Italian dubstep.
You are, look.
A couple of blokes who
here
make
goes,
dubstep.
Look.
And I'm not going to laugh.
You are.
I'm just going to play the tune. And
knowing
screwing my
your
luck,
cheeks up
it's
like a
be,
baby
yeah,
while you talk doesn't
it's
mean you're
have
not
a
laughing.
A really long intro. Or well, maybe not. Right. Maintain my professional tone. We'll be right back. So that was, I'll get it in, Fresh
Fresh Foolish.
Fresh Foolish, who are two Italian blokes who make dubstep, and obviously that's not dubstep, but that's the Owl Vision remix.
Not dubstep. Dubstep.
And dubstep.
Dubstep.
Dubstep. Like garage music.
Right.
So yeah, don't know anything about Owl Vision because your iPad packed up when I tried to find out.
It's not my iPad, it's his internet.
Ah, okay. Right, so it's basically Spikes.
Remember so that when you want to take it.
Track's called Awake. Yeah, I quite like that.
I like it.
It's
nice, good. Was that the meaty pumping you felt you needed last week?
Yes. It was. And I am slightly chafed from it.
Sated
and chafed.
Aren't they a drum and bass act? That single with Plan B.
Chafed and sated.
Oh, I tickled him. Oh, dear. I've got to stop being funny between the tunes, haven't I? It's no use.
So
means me, doesn't it?
Really,
all right, we were talking about rock tracks. We have Feathers by Andy Weatherall.
Yeah.
Then we had
that other one.
Kylie. And we got into a horrible conversation about how if three musicians had a guitar, that makes them a band, and we didn't go anywhere with that.
And Phil's track tonight as well, Three Track Tigers.
Yeah, you beat me to it, but I thought I'd bring a more rocky one along, again, that's sort of treading the line. Well, it's not treading the line, it's just From Death in Vegas, so kind of think of it as being not just stray rock.
Again, yes, they're one of those bands where are they a dance band, are they a rock band? Is it really?
Thinking about it, actually, this one's a very digital track anyway. This is Dirt, it's off Dead Elvis. It's good. That's Death in Vegas.
That takes me back to my indie disco roots.
Great track. That's for Marky and Dave. They'll know what I'm talking about. It's a whole other hilarious story that I can't be bothered to go into.
Nice.
It's nice.
Okay then, so it's back round to me again.
Is that our review of that track? It's nice.
It's nice.
Carry so what?
It's nice anyway, so is it something else?
I don't think we need to tell anyone. If you need to be told about that, why? Where were you? What have you been doing? We shouldn't be that elitist about our audience. They couldn't listen to anything at all.
Yes.
If you've not heard of Death in Vegas, wasn't it? He says double check.
Yeah.
No, it was Chaz and Dave.
Death in Vegas
I'm not sure. Richard Fearless also is a DJ, and you seem to see him doing more of that than being in Death in Vegas.
I'm sure,
so
I heard recently about them releasing an album lately in the last year or
if you
right
well
maybe.
that's Comfort Conspiracy on the pulse.
yes there may have been at
are
some
we just
point,
stalling for time
possibly.
While Phil gets
I'm researching
it.
Live on air at the moment. Death in Vegas are a psychedelic rock and electronic rock band from the United Kingdom, comprising two permanent
members.
Sorry, after
explaining how we don't really need to talk about Death in Vegas, you've looked up the definition.
Right, no, we decided not to be elitist like you used to.
Oh, we're telling people about them. Band was formed in 1994.
That's enough.
Dead Elvis. There we go, that's enough of that. I'm going to play you Blackout by
Dead
Hyde.
Elvis.
Well, go on then.
If you go looking for this, you can find it on RAM Recordings.
There, yes.
Thank you. That's,
I guess we can't then.
Blackout by Hive, who that tune's out on RAM Recordings, which is well worth checking out. RAM,
the almighty RAM,
the mighty RAM, and RAM Trilogy, who are one of the usual labels. All the good stuff came out on RAM. Still comes out on RAM. If you're not hospital, you're RAM. Really, in my world.
I think if you're darker than hospital, you're RAM. If you want to get some dark, go to RAM.
And if you want uplifting, you go to hospital.
Man.
It's a great sentence on its own. If you want uplifting, you go to hospital. That guy who is Hive also has his own label called Violence Recordings, who are one of the biggest US drum and bass labels. With drum and bass in the US. You have a look on Violence Recordings.
Pretty cracking, really.
Yes, pretty cracking.
I can't not bring.
Gotten away with that.
It's better than. That's nice.
I can't not bring drum and bass. There has to be at least one drum and bass track in.
Well,
in
yes. Part I was going to say you sewed your best drum and bass to the last time. Tried to do the same as.
That's like a good plan.
That's, yeah, I was thinking actually it'd be quite nice.
We can try that in future. We should definitely put some mixes out.
Yes. Yeah. I think we've got a good playlist from.
We could do like a best of podcast. Mega mix compilation.
Yeah.
That's
you know we're doing
conference.
The podcast now, don't you?
Yes. I believe this is called.
I think we were to speculate when we're not doing it, and then
you guys have your hands full.
No, I'm. Okay, I'll play my last tune. This is by.
Choked up about it already.
Yeah, it's quite emotional. I don't know quite how to pronounce this, but Aeph, A-E-P-H.
Aeph.
Aeph.
I'd go with Aeph.
All right. It's a tune called Scumbag.
What is Aeph?
You just couldn't get through the show without bringing us something really horrible.
Aeph, make sure I push the right button, because I need to in this game. And Aeph is an Italian chap who now lives in London. He's on Bad Taste Recordings, who Blockhead, who I played at the beginning of the podcast, is also being on Bad Taste Recordings. I didn't realise that. Okay, so a few tunes out of us. You can also find out a bit more about him on soundcloud.com/8EPH. A drum and bass, really. Play no more.
it kind of reminded me, I was expecting large alien ships to be blowing out glass with that particular horn sound that was going on. It sounded a bit close.
Independence Day? Oh, sorry.
Great vision.
Yeah.
I like the visions. We had a tune earlier. What was the tune earlier?
A really nasty one. No, it was only yours, wasn't it?
Was it? Probably number nine.
Oh, that was right. Yeah.
That
conjured up some good images, didn't it? I think mine was when the guy leaves the garage. It's like Toy Story, but instead of them playing with each other, they have a big riot. All the tools, they being tools. What was yours? Yours was quite good.
Manga, robot, cyber.
It's always manga robot.
Terriers. Yeah, there's always a manga.
Oh, pitbull terriers. That was right.
Pitbull terrier, manga, cyborg robots eating the little old lady from Come to Daddy.
That was right. Yeah, that's particularly good.
I wasn't paying attention. I didn't have any. But that's probably good because giving people a bit more of it. Too much of an insight into our psyches.
And let's face it, we don't want an insight into yours. Not after those two tunes.
I do believe it's time for the last tune of the night.
Is it really?
It's got round there.
Yeah,
yes, it's
yours.
Your turn. So just before
you're privilege. Actually, yeah.
Podcast at comfortconspiracy.co.uk. Go on the web, comfortconspiracy.co.uk. Facebook, facebook.com/comfortconspiracy. Twitter.com/comfortpon. And soundcloud.com/comfortconspiracy.
And if all else fails, just Comfort Conspiracy, Google it.
We're there.
All right. So this one's sort of, you get a free track, really, because you've been threatening to bring this for all of them. And I thought, well, you're not going to, so I will. And it's Kansas City Shuffle by J. Ralph. The only thing I know about him is he did the soundtrack for Lucky Number 11.
This was done for the soundtrack.
So I'm going to hand over to you to tell us about him.
Oh, now. I had him in my
box,
but I haven't done any preparation, and your lack of preparation, you're throwing in my lap. It's written for the soundtrack.
Right,
we'll
play the tune then. No, stop talking. What I'm actually going to do is I'm not going to talk over the beginning, but I'm going to leave the mics on, and eventually someone's going to talk over it.
Well, I am, because the last thing we have to do is say
no,
thank
turn
you
it
very
off.
Much.
Kickback type of a game
called a candy. Thank you very much for listening.
They fall right. Thank you.
Kansas City. Yeah. It's a they
from you think you don't know your dad. A Kansas City hustle where you take your time, wait your turn, and hang them up and out you.
He's gonna laugh. It's a shakedown switch, arrive in town type of Kansas City shuffle. Gotta play both sides and let it ride on the Kansas City shuffle. Now the people's turn, the lessons learned, you gotta earn yourself some trouble. Revenge like me, never sweet. You got yourself a long ride. We'll be right back.
Right then, Darren, time for your lift home.